Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hi, good day. This is Mish from Opinion Research. Today we are talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed and the survey is quick and confidential. Are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yes.
Okay. And do you consider yourself to be a Democrat, Republican, or an independent?
Democrat.
All right. And in this November's elections, which way are you more likely to vote? Would it be for Kamala Harris as president, Colin Allred running against Ted Cruz for Texas Senator, and all Democrats running for other offices here in Texas? Or would it be a mix of Democrats and some Republican candidates if they are better?
Definitely not voting for Ted Cruz.
Okay,
Is
so would it be
he's Republican, right? Yeah, no, I'm a straight Democrat. That's just
Okay.
easier.
Okay, so it's neither of the two?
Which one? No, Democrat.
Okay,
Maybe
so you're
repeat
saying
the question. I'm sorry. You
yeah.
can
No,
repeat
no
the question.
worries. No worries. Okay, so in this November's elections, which way are you more likely to vote? So would it be for Kamala Harris as president, Colin Allred running against Ted Cruz for Texas Senator, and all Democrats running for other offices here in Texas? So I guess you could choose, you know?
Yeah, so Kamala and Colin and the rest Democrat. Sorry, I wasn't following the question.
No problem, no problem. Okay, and which of the following seven reasons the biggest motivator for you to cast your vote in the 2024 elections and vote for Democratic candidates? Would it be to make auto and homeowners insurance more affordable?
Well,
Oh, sorry.
that would be nice.
Sorry, my screen just did something funny and then I couldn't continue. To stop Texas' extreme abortion ban, to address gun violence and mass shootings with common sense gun laws, to raise age to 21 for assault weapons and restrict guns if they have mental illness history, to support public schools by stopping the diversion of taxpayer money for private school vouchers, and then to stop Donald Trump and his MAGA followers, to stop Texas' Show Me Your Papers law allowing police to stop any vehicle or person they consider suspicious and immediately deport them out of the country if that person could not provide proof of citizenship. And then the last one would be to fix the electric grid to make it more reliable. Phew.
Every single I agree with.
Okay. All right. Unfortunately, you can only choose one. I was
No,
about to pick all, but so I think that the question was, what's your biggest motivator out of this list?
oh gosh, one
FY.
has I would have to say women's rights to reproductive, this whole thing is just
Yeah.
insane.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
I mean,
cool. Yeah.
that's just like, yeah, that's it. That'd be it.
Okay. All right. And which is your biggest motivator to make auto and homeowner insurance more affordable, to address gun violence and mass shootings with common sense gun laws, raise age to 21 for assault weapons and restrict guns if they have mental illness history, to support public schools by stopping the diversion of taxpayer money for private school vouchers, to stop Donald Trump and his MAGA followers, to stop Texas Show Me Your Papers law allowing local police to stop any vehicle or person they consider suspicious and immediately deport them out of the country if that person does not have proof of citizenship on them, and then to fix the electric grid to make it more reliable.
Oh my gosh. I have to pick my favorite. Is that what I'm doing? My next favorite?
Your next biggest motivator, yeah.
Wow. Okay.
At least you got another option. You wanted to choose all earlier.
Yeah, I want all of them, but I'm trying to remember all of them. So I would pick humans before insurance. and also the stop Trump from pulling them called, you know, just the inhumane. Yeah, what we've gone through with him, with all this crap and putting kids in tents. I'm a foster parent. I've fostered and adopted, and how they treated those kids, it's sick. Yeah. So it's so inhumane just the ridiculous of it. And I had a housekeeper, she's no longer my housekeeper, but she was pulled over and let go in one of those things here in Dallas. I live in Dallas. And they go a back way to get onto the freeway, and they stopped all these people, took their cars, took their everything, arrested them.
Wow.
I mean, it was happening. It was real. It was happening. Yeah. And she came here, and she was, like, freaking out. And I'm like, yeah, you need to freak out. You need to stay on the main roads.
Yeah, that is so sad.
I mean, she has a house. She has, you know, everything. But she was so afraid that they were just taking people's stuff from them and just, you know, they were. They were just, it was madness. So, yeah.
So that we have. So that would be, sorry?
Yeah, that's the one I'd pick for two, number two, I guess.
The gun violence.
The MAGA crap, every bit of it, yeah.
Oh, that's the fourth one. Okay, yeah. All right, unfortunately, I cannot make the decision for you, or you're like, you know, basically.
Between guns and, gun regulation and humanity are like, stop MAGA. Oh, my God. I have strong opinions about everything. I would have to say, the MAGA one.
I mean, 100%. We're all humans, you know, and we sympathize. So in your opinion, which of these five is the worst thing about Texas anti-abortion laws? So would it be fines any family or friends $10,000 assisting a woman traveling out of a state to get a legal abortion? Oh, sorry for that sound. I don't know why my laptop's doing this. No exceptions for when the life of the woman is at risk, requires forced birth for rape victims, including girls as young as 11, take away women's freedom to control their own bodies and healthcare decisions, and then punishes doctors who perform a medically necessary abortion with prison.
That's three.
Requires forced birth for rape victims? Okay. All right. We are 81% complete. Thank you so much for your time. And your gender, would it be male, female, other? Just need to ask this question. I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. You're fine.
Could you please tell me, is your age between 18 to 39, 40 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65 and over?
The 55 to 64 or whatever it was. Yeah.
55 to 64?
Yeah, I'm 62.
Okay. Wow, you sound good. Not that, I mean, that age is, you know, old, but I mean.
No. It's funny, my husband and I were getting ready to retire, and it's like, or he's older than me, and he's just like, oh, my God. I was like, yeah. I'm like, John, you've got to do all this stuff while we can, because people just retire, and then they die, and it's like, what do we
do? Look, that's what happens when you're a good human, you know? You age gracefully.
Yeah. Yeah, hopefully.
Okay, do you consider yourself to be either Hispanic, Mexican, or any other Spanish or Latino ancestry?
No.
Okay, and do you consider yourself to be African-American or Black, Asian or Pacific Island descent, white or Caucasian?
Caucasian, white.
Okay. All right, and do you have at least one college degree that requires four or more years to obtain?
Yes.
Okay. All right, and then we are an 89% complete. So finally, okay. Mark, yes, yes or no, if you regularly use each of the following to get your news or entertainment. So first one would be Twitter, X, TikTok, or Instagram.
Um, God, that's my only choices. I would probably say, well, for news, X, Twitter, Instagram. What was the other one?
So it's Twitter, X, TikTok, or Instagram.
I would say for news, Instagram, I would say I use that the most.
Okay. All right.
More
and for TV channel.
More entertainment. I mean, it's entertainment more than anything.
Yeah. Fashion. All right.
Yeah.
TV channels, would it be Fox, Fox News, or OAN?
Really neither one.
Okay. So that would be no. And then TV channels, MSNBC or CNN?
I have to choose.
Yeah.
Do
you, yeah, but you basically need to choose yes or no. Do you make use of either or?
Yes. I use both.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. And TV streaming, would it be Hulu, ESPN Plus, Peacock, or Paramount? Do you use any of those?
I guess we got Peacock for the Olympics. I don't know. I'm, you know what, that's so funny because we got rid of cable, and so we do all kinds of, but I would say Peacock. Or is it
okay.
Yes or no? Is it
No. Yeah,
oh,
you could either choose yes or no. Like, I mean, you do have Peacock, so
Yeah.
Okay, and then Facebook or Meta?
Facebook, I'm old. My kids always kid me. They're like, you're old. All the old people are on Facebook. And I'm like, it's working.
I'm on Facebook.
I know. I love it. I know you love it. I love it. I love it.
I didn't know. Like, the memes are so funny.
Yeah.
I love it for the memes.
Yeah.
Okay, so yes. All right. And then YouTube TV.
YouTube TV. I mean, I use YouTube all the time. I don't know if it's YouTube TV. I would say yes, probably. I don't know.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Perfect. And that is the end of our survey. That was so fun. Thank you so much for being engaging.
Oh, my God.
I mean, usually people just answer the question like, yeah, no, are we done? So
no,
I appreciate your time.
Oh, good. Well, thanks.
Thank you so much. You too. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye-bye.